Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Kelly Hoskins with your St. Louis area news powered by Barbary Automotive. The search is on for three suspects following a shooting in Jefferson County that left two people injured. It happened in the 7,000 block of Marmalee Court in Barnhart, and we're told one of the victims was wounded, the other grazed. Authorities also tell us it appears not to be a random shooting, that the victims were targeted. A St. Louis family from Australia is fighting for their homeland as it struggles with devastating wildfires. The Duck Road Den family owns the Waiting Room, a pinball bar in St. Anne. The pub is hosting a fundraiser today in support of recovery efforts in Australia. The event will include music, food, speakers, sharing the culture of the country. There will also be raffles and donations. The fires in Australia have killed 33 people and more than 1 billion animals. A company in Massachusetts is working to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus. A biotech company is partnering with the National Institute of Health. The researchers are using technology to teach cells in the body to recognize a virus that takes over cells and makes protein to fight the disease. The first step is to figure out the right vaccine and then prove it can work in humans through a clinical trial. No word on how long the process could take. From the Fox 2 Weather Center, clouds will dominate again today, but we'll see a few sunny breaks from time to time. Highs in the lows to mid-40s, where there's some sunshine, and a bit colder where there isn't. From the Fox 2 Newsroom in St. Louis, I'm Kelly Hoskins.